Welcome to Accept Your Gifts, the 22-minute podcast for inspiring your most creative life. My name is Tracy Crow. I'm an author, writing coach, and Marine Corps veteran. I'm looking forward to co-creating today's show with you. So if you're ready, are you ready? I'm ready. So if you're ready to live a more creative, more magical life, let's get started. My special guest today is Holly Alcadino. I first met Holly around 2008 when she was a student in my journalism class at the University of Tampa. During the spring of 2009, Holly wrapped up her degree program with one of my creative writing classes. Since her graduation, we've been friends and have stayed connected through various social media channels. I invited Holly to be part of this podcast because I've watched her artistic growth through photography over the past decade. I wanted to know more, such as what fueled her interest in photography. What, for example, does self-expression through photography offer her? So let's listen in as Holly shares her story and provides a few tips for capturing the most memorable photos. And when she shocks me with her go-to choice of camera that, along with Holly's keen eye for angles and details, is producing memorable professional results. Hey, Holly, thank you for being with us today and for agreeing to share with us how you first became interested in photography. I have a little bit of an advantage, quite a big advantage over our listeners, because I've known you for a long time. I've known you for 11 years, and you were one of my students at the University of Tampa in journalism. And since then, I've been able to watch you raise your three children, beautiful children, through the magic of Facebook. But today, it's through the magic of Zoom podcast that you and I get to share this time together. So first of all, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Now, will you share with everybody how you first became interested in photography?
Sure. Thank you so much, Tracy, for having me. In high school, my senior year, I really started focusing on what route I wanted to take in life. And I took some art classes and I took an advanced photography class. And I loved every process behind picture taking to development that it had to offer. And it truly inspired me to continue to look for things outside of my comfort zone within my hometown. So I had that opportunity to go outside of the classroom and put around town and find what interests me and different ways to use light and objects and things that we see every day. And then I got the whole experience from taking the photo to the development of the photo and the final product. And it was such a stress reliever, ultimately, that it really just was something that felt right when I started. And so I just continued to take pictures even after high school, took a couple classes at the University of Tampa, and became more familiar with how to use a camera and editing software, and it just kept growing my passion for it.
Well, let me go back to what you said about starting off in high school, sure. Because capturing different angles and different things like that, I mean, that brings about a level of awareness that I don't think most of us attribute to someone high school age. So what do you think it is about you, Holly, that makes you more aware of those types of things?
You know, part of me feels that maybe you could be born with it. My mom's very creative naturally and very artistic. And part of me just believes that if you just try your hardest to slow down, even if for a minute life's stresses and, oh, we have to, you know, apply for college and all these steps that life has to take you in, I tried to just separate myself from that for a minute. I was being pushed in so many different directions, and I just used that as my escape from reality for a minute, and it made me see things in different shapes almost, as opposed to just the object in front of me, you know, a lighthouse, for example. I started seeing beyond the lighthouse, the landscape, the lighting, the seagull flying by, the ocean moving in front of it, something ever changing. You start to really focus in and zoom in on the details that's all around you and look beyond the obvious.
You know, that's what I think of when I think about what any form of creativity can do for us. It allows what you just said, that slowdown, where we become so present in that moment, right?
Right, right, exactly. You just fully involve yourself in your surroundings, and you hope that you can capture that one moment. And in that photograph, I can take myself back to that moment and almost smell the salt air or taste that sub with that last bite of your favorite sandwich. And it just, it preserves that memory forever.
Ah, yeah. And you know, a lot of times when we think of art, I'm not sure that the average person just jumps to photography as one of their top, concepts for of thinking about art in general. What would you say about that?
Right. Well, there's so many routes you can take with art. You could, whether it's doodling on your paper while you're at work or at school, and it just helps your mind kind of slow itself down. Or if painting is your outlet because you like to mix colors and see different components come together on a canvas. There's so many different opportunities. Beating on drums can release so much stress for a lot of people.
True.
That there's so many outlets, writing and dance. There's so many forms of creativity that are right in front of us that are overlooked as something, like you've said before, if you're not deemed a professional, it's hard for you to grasp the concept of becoming a creative artist. But it's not needed to become artistic and creative in every day.
So describe for us, what does photography and that form of creativity do for you, for your spirit?
It really just holds on to those precious moments that I have, especially currently with my children, and seeing them, they change every day. Whether it's our first home changing to our next home, the background of an image will be forever saved. A moment with their grandparents that they can relive, hopefully. Maybe they can look at an image and almost smell the cookies baking in the oven with Nana, or they can remember a certain thing and I can look back and cherish their little dimple or their little laugh that I capture. It just, right now, my main focus is capturing their little moments.
Well, you do such an amazing job of capturing those moments. And so how about sharing with all the other parents out there a few tips you have for getting these three beautiful children to cooperate so wonderfully for these portraits?
Bribery works best in my family. I carry around a baggie of cookies. And that always seems to help. It also, timing is best. You have to plan a little bit ahead. Being a mom of three, I have to anticipate the tantrums and all the issues that come along with three toddlers. But mostly it's just make it short, make it quick, pre-plan a tiny bit if you can, whether it's an outfit or a location or the weather. And just have fun with it. Sometimes the best images you capture are the candid ones. And take as many as you can because, you know, you'll look at the perfect one that you know everyone will like, but you might find a couple with a goofy face that really hits your heart in all the right places that you want to save forever.
Right. Oh my gosh. So do you have a favorite type of photography software that you use for the editing process?
Well, I always go back to Photoshop and Lightroom. Those are always the go-tos. They're very easy to maneuver around, especially for first timers. I wouldn't even call myself experienced in either of those. I dabbled in them a little bit at college in a few of my art classes. And the funny thing is, my favorite thing to do is use my phone. It's convenient. It's always with me. And all that software now is formed in apps. So, you know, I downloaded the Photoshop app on my phone. You know, it's a shorter version, but it's fascinating to learn that you can, it's instant. You take the picture, you upload it, you edit it, you post it.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Stop. Are you telling me that those amazing photographs I'm seeing are taken from your phone?
Almost every single one of them is taken from my phone.
Stop it.
My.
Wow. I need to take some more lessons for something.
See, my SLR is very dated. I got it as a college graduation gift. It was the newest Canon, and its pixels are not as strong as my current cell phone. So again, for convenience wise, I don't have any hands left when I'm holding my kids' hands. So I have my phone right in my purse. I whip it out, you know, and my apps are there. It goes directly to my apps. I can adjust the lighting if I need to. I can, you know, take out a bit of cookie crumbs on somebody's face real quick and brighten it up and just post it and see who comments or likes. And as, you know, as fascinating as social media is, it motivates me more. If I don't get enough likes, I want to do better. So I want to try harder for a better picture next, or better lighting, or cuter outfit, or.
I love it. Okay, yeah. We're not getting paid for any sort of endorsement, but what? Unfortunately, what is the phone you're using?
Well, I was using a Samsung Galaxy S5, very dated. My husband just surprised me because he knew I needed a high-tech camera. Under the Christmas tree this year was a brand new Galaxy Note 9.
Wow. Yay, and Phil. Yes, good job, Phil.
It does everything, and it has bigger memory. It has the stylus, so I can easily edit, and it's beautiful.
I noticed that you are applying your own signature.
Huh? Yes.
Across, yep, each of the photographs. So I was wondering, are you thinking that this is going to lead to something else down the road?
I dream someday that hopefully I can take what I love to do and make it a job. I think that's everybody's dream ultimately, is to do what they love. And right now I love it, and partially because my children are the subject matter. And I love them, and I love being with them. And that's my job right now, to be with them. But when I apply that watermark to my images, it makes it's empowering in a sense to say that start to finish, I took this image and I made it my own, whether it was editing or lighting. It's not falsifying what's in front of you. It's an image. It's my children. And when you put it out to the world and you make yourself so vulnerable to wait for those likes or comments, you can only hope that it takes you somewhere in the future. And I truly hope that someday, even if it's still just a hobby of mine, that I can continue it. But yes, I would dream someday of owning my own photography business.
Well, I know that you've got the best subjects in the world with those three beautiful children, but I've also noticed a lot of other photographs that you've been capturing. You had an ice storm or snow not too long ago, and I happened to cross your timeline, and there were these photographs a couple of days in a row of ice, and you had taken them like maybe from an inside glass looking up into the ice or something, and I had never thought to look at ice from that angle before. Tell us about that.
Sure. We've had some very brutally cold mornings before I have to drive my daughter to school.
Well, by the way, we should tell everybody, where are you? Where are you living?
I'm in Massachusetts, Hopedale, right in the middle of the state. And we get pretty cold here. We've been lucky with no snow, but it's something so overlooked as the morning frost. It's dreaded by so many that you have to go out and start your car and melt it away so quickly. And here I am yelling at my husband, don't start the car. I want to see the frozen fractals this morning.
And my
daughter yelling, you sound like Elsa from Frozen. So I run out and I opened her door to let her in so she could be warm, but I could see the blue sky through the door window open. And I thought, oh my gosh, look at the blues because the fading of the frozen fractals. I'm like, I have to try to capture this. And luckily my phone camera is so amazing that I was able to get as close as possible and see the detail behind it. And that was such a calming thing for me to experience before the hustle and bustle of the morning drop off at her school, that I made it a point every day that week to try to get a different color tone behind it with the sun or my neighbor's house. And it just brought some serenity to the chaotic morning for me. And I really enjoyed it.
You know, that somewhat epitomizes what I'm trying to do with this podcast series and encouraging everyone to accept their gifts. And you accepted that frost as a gift. And it seems like that you're so open, you're seeing lots of things as gifts. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. What comes to mind for you when you hear that phrase, accept your gifts?
Well, you know, so often we take for granted all life has to offer. And something shifted in me when I became a mom. And there's always that pivotal moment in your life when something just clicks in your head. And when I saw my daughter for the first time, I knew that was it. I had to change who I was. I had to break out of my shell a bit. I had to find my calling, per se, as cliche as that sounds. She was the reason I was here, and I had to find something to do to prove to her that I was going to show her more than what I thought I could offer her. So when I slow down time, it almost makes me feel like I'm not taking it for granted. Every moment I have with my kids, my family here, as everyone knows, it just goes by too quick and kids grow up and time passes. And I really appreciate the small things in life that are right in front of us that a lot of people ignore because they're very busy, which everyone is. But small things that are overlooked can be missed. The first snowfall, the morning frost, if you look close enough at those details that life offers, you can almost step back and appreciate it a little more.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, when did you grow up and become so wise?
Maybe the creative writing class in 2009 helped.
Was that it?
I think it was it. You can take some credit for that.
Has that been 10 years already?
Oh, too long.
That was a fun class. That was great.
It was.
Yes, I'm so honored that mine was the last class you took before graduation. You know, if you weren't a photographer, what would you be in terms of art, in terms of finding your creative mojo?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. I'm not sure. I still to this day choose pencil sketching or charcoal sketching as an outlet of just killing time. I like to do realism sketches. I've tried to show my daughter how to sketch certain things. Again, it goes back to just looking beyond what's right there. Look at things as shapes as opposed to the actual object. Look at the lighting. Look at the detail. Look at the sparkle that the ocean has. I've always liked to try to relay that through pencil sketching, the smudging of it and the shadowing of it. But outside of that, I'm not very talented in many other places. So I think that's why I fell into photography.
You're a pretty good writer too. That I can vouch for.
Oh man, I don't know.
How creative are the children?
Very, very. And my husband says all the time, thank God they got your creativity in life. My oldest, she is always thinking outside the box. She absolutely adores art in every aspect. Monday is art day at her school, and that's all you hear about all weekend. My middle wild man, he's 4, and I never thought would stay in the lines coloring. And then one day something just clicked. He wanted to please his sister and show her that he could stay in the lines. And she came home from school and he had colored in this picture in his coloring book. And he was beaming with joy to see her reaction that he stayed in the lines. And she exaggerated her response just to please him. And it was just the sweetest thing. My youngest, I'm not sure which direction he'll go in yet. Finger painting, maybe. Start the wall.
That's right. How old is he now?
He's 2. So we got a ways to go.
Well, Holly, obviously creativity is so central to your spirit and to just who you are. You know, you are so totally in touch with that innate desire you have to create. And is there anything else that you can think of you would like to share with our listeners about realizing themselves as a creator being?
I really think even with social media now, it helps to inspire us. Everybody out there is almost an amateur artist online, and they post without knowing what the feedback's going to be. And I truly believe that that's inspired me to post more and to share more and to help others see that I'm using my camera phone on my cell phone. And it can be done if you have an eye for it, or if you just feel like you're doing a great job, don't be scared to share it. Feedback, whether good or bad, will help inspire you and motivate you to try harder. And it's being creative will help you slow down life and really focus on everything around you.
Holly, thank you for everything you're doing with all of your creativity, and thank you for sharing your gifts with us today and online. And we're going to be sure and post whatever link we can that you can offer us so that others will be able to find your work and relish in that beautiful creativity. You're amazing, sweetheart. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
I hope you enjoyed today's co-creative listening experience. Please remember to leave a comment about the single greatest takeaway for you today. You know, that one thing you will remember from this day forward. Was it something funny? Provocative? Was it just what you needed to hear today? Please share so we can all benefit. And remember to return Tuesdays and Thursdays to Accept Your Gifts, the 22-minute podcast for inspiring your most creative life.